Welcome back, everybody, to the Trail Readers Podcast, the comic book club where we read a different manga every single week this month. I'm yes, Daniel. You're Nathan. We're brothers. We read comics. We read manga. I'm sorry.
Konnichiwa. Watashi no naime wa Nathan desu.
Whoa.
You like that? That's pretty good. I'm trying to...
The bathroom's downstairs to the hall.
Okay, all right, there we go. No, that's my name is Nathan. I'm trying to learn I am dumb American next. There's a lot more going on in that sentence than I would have thought. But yeah, I'm going to Japan. I'm a quite cultured man.
Yeah, but trying to get you cultured.
So now we're cramming.
Trying to get you ready.
Cramming for the test in case anybody in Japan suddenly quizzes me on Akira.
I don't think you're going to see that much that'll... They're reading, like, just in the wild, you know? Be like, oh, I know what that is.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Akira. Yes. Sophia, let me teach you about this.
Yeah.
No, dude, I really wanted to go to, like, a manga museum that looks, like, pretty cool. But a lot of them are, like, really small and
really
are kind of, like, not what I was thinking or expecting would be there. Or maybe I just haven't seen one, I guess, that seems cool. But
the cool yeah. one. Yeah.
But, I mean, there's tons of anime shops and stuff, so.
Right. The whole place is a manga museum, Nathan.
Pretty much.
Every manga is based there, basically.
Yeah, that's true.
But we got different time codes in our description. We got the book, which is Akira. We got Backbender Matters in the pull list. But we start with the news. Big rest in peace to Sam Keith.
Jesus Christ.
Who passed far too soon.
Dude, so soon.
This past week.
Sam Keith, obviously known for the Max. He's been on a ton of things.
Yeah, a lot of covers.
I've been seeing a lot of really cool covers that people have been posting.
Mm-hmm.
He has such a cool looking Spider-Man and like Wolverine.
Yeah, his Batman's fun.
Yeah. He's like a truly just like unapologetic sort of dynamic artist. And I love that. He puts his whole ass into stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is cool. And I did see that his wishes were to not do a memorial service, but he asked family and people for donations to be made in his name to the Hero Initiative, the Comic Book Legal Defense Fund, or the Lewy Body Dementia Association, which is the disease that he had.
Right.
What a legend.
Yeah. No.
You ever watch that Max show? I've been seeing clips lately. It seems crazy.
I have a bootleg copy of it.
What? That's awesome.
Yeah, I got it at Comic-Con.
Whoa.
I was really surprised that he had it.
Like a DVD?
Yeah.
Cool.
I was like...
Was it just one season of the show or...
Yeah. 10 episodes, something like that.
On MTV?
Yeah. But...
That's cool.
Yeah, I feel more inclined to watch it now.
Check it out. I haven't even read the Max.
Yeah, it's hard to... Fine, like you can get on like the Internet Archive, I think, but single issues aren't that hard to get price wise, but volumes are like through the roof on eBay. But in other news, John Carpenter, legendary director, he's got an OGN coming out in August called Cathedral.
Cool,
that's all we know about that.
That's some famous person making a comic.
Yep.
We got another example of that, Daniel. Nathan Fillion's doing one.
Is he? Is it a Firefly one?
No.
Oh.
But isn't that coming back?
I think an animated show.
That's kind of cool, though. No, he's doing a small town expose crime comic. Noir. Midwestern.
Uh-huh.
A lot of words. With writer Heath Corson and art by Sue Lee. And that'll come in July 2026. It's called Witness Point.
It's not a great name.
Huh?
Not a great name.
Yeah.
Sounds like an NBC, like, police procedural or something.
That's what he does, so.
Yeah, that's true.
He's the rookie.
Why can't these celebrities just write it themselves? They always need help.
I know. They always just like, here's my idea. And then it seems like they just dump it on a writer or something.
You do it, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder how involved.
But I want all the money.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I get the rights.
I'm sure it's equal.
Yeah.
Do you know that Brian K. Vaughan, like, co-wrote Dune 3?
No.
Yeah. That's why like Saga's been delayed for so long. Or what if it's like dick?
It could be
it's his fault.
That could be the case.
Cause he's kinda like Hollywood kryptonite, you know?
KV?
Yeah, just some of his properties just haven't really like taken off, you know.
Yeah, but this is not his property, so maybe it's better.
That's true. He did like write on like Lost, so in the early seasons.
Good show. Good show that ended well and everybody agrees.
Yeah.
Daniel, the Punisher is coming back for a Marvel television special presentation called The Punisher One Last Kill. And then this is the poster for some reason. Just a big zoom in on his face.
It looks like the pit, but like zoomed in.
I'm convinced that's, I'm not fully convinced that's not Noah Wiley.
Noah Wiley with the beard. Dude.
Yeah. That's funny.
Noah Wiley probably would have been like a decent Punisher if like, if he were to like shave and just kind of compared to like the older movies and stuff.
I don't think he has as beefy of a head as I would have wanted.
That's, oh, yeah.
Bernthal's got a beefy head.
He does have a head. Never see a hat on that guy.
Yeah.
Dumb fit.
Yeah, that's interesting, though. We'll see what that is. I don't know.
Another TV news. Power Man, or fucking Wonder Man, is getting a season 2.
Cool. I still got to check that out.
Yeah, it's exciting. You got to see it
that
now.
That is interesting, because you don't see a lot of those Marvel shows getting a season 2, other than, like, Daredevil.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been just the one season and would have been fine, but I'm like excited for more, you know.
Have there been 2 seasons of any of them, of like MCU ones?
Loki.
Oh, true.
You know, so shit like that, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. You know, Powers is getting an adult animation treatment from Netflix.
That's why I said Power Man, because I saw Powers and Wonder Man news right next to each other. That's so sick.
That
would work so well.
That could be super cool.
Why haven't I thought about this?
I know. Michael Avon Oeming posted about it, so he's excited. That's good. I mean, he would be naturally, but yeah.
There's been so many like reboots of Powers. We could do like any of those, you know?
Have there? Or like, oh, the comic, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I also have a bootleg
copy. Oh, the PlayStation Network show?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Because it's like, I don't think you can really get anywhere.
That's cool.
From the same booth.
Yeah, because they shut down PlayStation Network. So, And they're not going to just make it easy for people to find.
Matthew Rosenberg is going to be writing Spawn and King Spawn.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's writing it before? Todd?
No, no, no.
No, okay.
But that's kind of cool.
That's fun. Good for him. I haven't seen him on stuff lately.
It's so random. Well, he's got like his own, like,
I know he had his own stuff,
indie stuff that he's been doing, but. That was just so fucking random. Like, yeah. I guess it's not that random because I'm sure he's a huge Spawn fan or whatever, but
yeah,
it's just like I never expected like any big names to be on that.
How long has King Spawn been going and why is it different?
Probably like hundreds.
Wow.
I don't know how it's different.
Okay.
Like, is there a separate Spawn that's a king in a different universe?
Seems like it.
Or has he been king this whole time, but they still have like the main line going on?
Yeah, is it like Amazing and Spectacular Spider-Man?
Yeah. If he's doing both.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Yeah, he's doing both too. I think that was everything I had.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers is coming back, the comic, on June 3rd. Marguerite Bennett and Andrew Lee Griffith.
Okay.
On art. So that was... That ended like a couple months ago and now it's back.
Sweet. I think I've seen Marguerite Bennett in some stuff.
I see her name attached to like a bunch of stuff, but I don't know if I've really read any of it.
I'm almost positive I've read something.
I'm sure I've read like a anthology thing from her.
Yeah, probably.
And other things are back news. Distillery is back. They're up and running again or whatever.
They went away? Probably not.
Like 2 weeks ago.
So what are they?
They're back now.
What are they coming back with?
Just the stuff that they didn't finish.
Oh, okay, cool.
Essentially. But fun. Yeah, they figured all that out.
Did they stop because of the diamond stuff?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
But anyway, what book did we read this week, Nathan?
We read Akira.
Akira.
Which is how it's supposed to be said, I guess. I didn't know that.
How do you know?
Because like, I looked up something. I can't remember why. I was like, oh, Akira. Interesting.
How to pronounce Akira?
Yeah. Because my white ass has been saying, oh, Akira. I love Akira.
If you want to be all professional about it, sure.
Yeah. This is a big one.
Yes.
Always, you know, I don't read a whole lot of manga. So this is like one of the ones that would probably be at the top of my list if I was just to do a deep dive. So. Pretty cool. Hard to find digitally, so thank God for the what is it called? The Internet Archive.
Yep.
I was able to get it there, which is pretty sweet.
Yeah. It's like pretty available in print, but it's just weird because I feel like some things are.
Yeah. I got to pull it out actually.
You know, normally available in digitally. It's so weird. Like, mm-hmm. there's not really a one-stop shop for manga.
Yeah.
It seems like some places will have it, like in the chapters or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But this one I thought you would like because it's not backwards.
It's not backwards.
The artwork was flipped for Americans.
I guess they just like sort of cut and paste like the panels around.
Yeah, they did the whole like flip.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they even flipped it necessarily.
The artwork, yeah. Because the panels had a sequential.
I guess that makes more sense.
Properly, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
So yeah, they made this for you, Nathan.
They did. And thank goodness.
Yep. Left to right. Like good old God intended.
It actually, like, I was kind of bummed about that, actually.
Really?
I was like, if we're doing manga, might as well go backwards.
I think, you know, I think this is one of the only, I think this might be the only one I've seen that do that.
Yeah.
So.
I think this is, I have no idea what Akira was going into this. I just know about the Akira slide.
Yeah.
Which doesn't happen in this, by the way.
Yeah.
No, I was waiting for it the whole time.
There's like 6 or 7 volumes of this. And so it's probably.
Really? It's that long of that size?
Yeah. See him right there with the stripes.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's a long one.
Damn. And so does the movie do all of that?
Surely they cut out a shit ton.
There's a lot of bullshit in here.
Yeah, there's a lot of like, we're back here, you know?
Yeah, it's like, okay, we're in the series again.
But I think it flows pretty well, even with like how long it is.
I think there is a little bit too many characters.
Perhaps, but it really...
At least for a black and white book, I think I would probably enjoy this a little bit more if it was colored.
You think you'd be able to differentiate all the people with same haircut and black hair? Well, I assume...
Kaneda has like his red, he's got a red jacket maybe, and everybody else has like maybe a blue jacket. I don't know Daniel,
it's probably Kaneda, but like
I kept reading it as like
Tetsuo Kaneda
Tetsuo,
and then
Kaneda,
there's another guy, there's like Kai, Yamagata, but it's not. No one's coming here.
I'm trying to code switch, Daniel. I need to practice going there. You can call him Canada if you want. But I will
Canada.
Not. Yeah, I had no, I had really no idea what this is about, to be honest. And so it was kind of fun going in.
Still but, probably don't.
And I don't. And I don't really like it that much.
I was reading this. I'm like, you know what? This isn't that strong of a first volume.
No, it's not. I was like some of it's kind of cool. And I definitely like the cyberpunk Neo Tokyo stuff that he does is really, really strong.
Yeah.
And I like the idea of biker gangs, but, and like, they're just kids that are bikers and they drink a lot of alcohol and shit and mm-hmm. do drugs. And I'm like, this is kind of cool.
Hell yeah.
And there's a World War III that happened, but, and there's a bomb that blew up Tokyo, but somehow they're still in Tokyo. How does that happen? I think they just built a new Tokyo and just
didn't blow up all of Tokyo. You know?
Dude, that, but did you see the fucking bomb in the beginning of this?
It's not all of it.
That's a fuck.
That's just downtown.
Oh, okay.
There's one part.
That's just in Nagoya down there.
Yeah, dude. World War III coming in 2030.
Yeah.
Maybe Katsuhiro Otomo called it.
He probably did.
Might be a couple years too late, but.
Yeah. So let's get into it. Or what did you think just in general?
I thought this was more enjoyable on the second read.
This is your second read?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Mostly because of the character things, but when I like saw some characters like early in the book, I'm like, oh yeah, I remember them and what happens with them and their thing.
I'd probably enjoy it more on a second read too, just because there's like a dynamic that Canada has with a couple of the characters that changes throughout the course of the book. I didn't realize that was going to be necessarily the case. So I don't know if I like put the mental brain power to be like, okay, this is where he's at with Tetsuo in this particular moment,
mm-hmm.
you know, because he leads like a biker gang of like 8 people.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of hard for me to differentiate him. But yeah. Mm-hmm. But pretty cool. So yeah, we'll get started. I pretty much just like, there's no actual chapter. So I just split it up into like 6 big parts. So try to follow along as best as you can, I guess.
Sure.
But there's a nuclear explosion on December 6, 1982. It destroyed.
Whoa, mine says 92. I think we have different, like...
Is it a different version? Oh, let me look at it.
Yeah, because I think our text is probably different.
Oh, no. I think I just typoed that, maybe. 1992, yeah.
Okay. Get it right.
And so destroyed Tokyo, caused World War III. And then decades later, we are in Neo Tokyo, which is a city run by biker gangs. But the government's trying to end gang violence so they can hold the Olympics. That's what I caught from that. But Kaneda is a 16-year-old leader of a motorcycle gang. I don't think they have a name, but maybe I missed it. And they drive around causing problems. And Tetsuo, who's a member of the gang, nearly dies when he drives into a kid with like shielded psychic powers. And like his bike explodes and he's hurt. So Tetsuo is taken to the hospital, but the whole incident draws attention from the military.
Is he shielded?
I don't know. He like he rams right into him and then the bike explodes and the kid is fine. So I assume he has some sort of...
I thought he like, you know, slid because he was trying to avoid him. But
I think he didn't have time to react, and then the kid.
Okay,
the kid who looks super old, by the way, so it's like a part of his.
Yeah, Benjamin Button looking ass.
There's something going on with him. Yeah, maybe he's a Benjamin Button. But something that is good about this is that. Shit, we didn't even say who was by, did we?
I said.
Oh, what was his name again?
Katsuhiro Otomo.
He's really good at making things look fast.
Oh,
which,
yeah.
Which sure. is good when there's a lot of this book is people running around and driving motorcycles. I think it's a really good trait to have. And he's got good explosions, too.
Mm-hmm.
The kid, like, disappears. I don't really understand, like, the powers kind of throughout the book. I assume it gets explained in, like, the later volumes. Have you read those?
Nope.
Okay, nice. So just the first volume?
Yep.
Okay, nice, nice.
Enough to know that I like it. And can put the rest on my wish list.
Enough to know that you like it, but not enough to just read the rest. That you have.
Just takes a minute.
Okay, yeah, it does. That's fun. So later, Kaneda finds the same kid. He's being called like number 26, I think, by the military, but his name is Takashi. And the military is like chasing him, and he's being helped out by this guy named Ryu, who's a resistance guy, trying to like help him escape the government's control, I guess. And so Colonel Shikishima corners Kaneda, Ryu, a girl named Kei, and Takashi. But Takashi uses his psychic powers to break up the ground and create a whole earthquake-looking thing, which creates a window to escape. Kaneda runs off with a pill that I guess is used to control the kid's powers. So Kaneda's like a drug dealer.
He, yeah.
Kind of. Like people want a party and they're like, get Kaneda, he's got the drugs.
He's got like one of his hoes is like a pharmacist or something.
What's the driving age in Japan? It can't be 16 for motorcycles, is it?
I don't know.
I gotta look that up.
This is like
I just assume I'm old enough.
Post World War III, you know, so who knows if there's really laws. They're doing a lot of illegal things, so them and they stole their bikes, so I don't think like
oh my god, for cars the minimum age is 18 years old, but for motorcycles it's 16.
Wow. Yeah, cause, I mean there's probably a lot of
that seems more dangerous.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's cool.
The girl's name's Kai, right?
Kai K-E-I. Kai.
K.
K.
But anyway, I think Kaneda is with her and she like instinctually just kind of shoots a guy in the head.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kaneda's like, shit, Mr. Hey, and just like checking on him, but he's got like, his like blood splatter on the back of his head on the wall.
He does some weird stuff in this book.
He's like, are you okay? Yeah, he's just like,
there's a point when the military like has him all surrounded. And so Kaneda is like, oh, I'm going to take this kid hostage who's clearly important to them. But before he like points the gun at him to communicate that he's taking him hostage, he like kicks him. And I'm like, you could have just held him hostage from where you were, but he kicked him like out a couple feet and then held him hostage. And I'm like, you didn't have to do that.
Mm.
It's funny.
Just to show that he's serious.
Yeah, I guess so. I got to find it. The helicopters look fucking awesome in this book, by the way.
Let me see one. There's, oh, like the double-bladed
ones?
There's like a
big double-page spread, but even just like...
Like these ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, super like military.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they probably got like a transformer in there, you know?
Yeah. Let me find the page where he kicks him.
Yeah, I like how... You know, I think this was written in the 80s. And
damn, it really holds up for 80s.
84. Is wow, when it,
that's
like,
awesome.
Officially, yeah. So this is like, this is history, Nathan.
Yeah, it feels pretty
I almost made you read one from like the 70s, you know?
I'd be cool with that too. What were you going to make me read?
Lone Wolf and Cub.
I don't even know what that is.
I showed you it the other day, but
I forgot.
But you know, we gotta. And I think Berserk's from the 90s because it's been around for a long time. But yeah, this one is just really important for just influences in the future.
Look, that's the kid that he kicks. Like, he kicks him pretty fucking far, and then he just puts a gun on him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you could have just... Everybody saw what you were doing. You could have just done it right there.
Yeah.
So then Tetsuo leaves the hospital, and he goes back to school. Kaneda gives the pill to somebody that he just knows that's his age that can synthesize more of this drug for Kaneda. Or, like, it's just a girl in his science class, and he's like, I need you to make more of this drug, I think.
I think, yeah, that's where he gets his other drugs.
I guess so. So she's really smart for her age to be a drug supplier.
But, oh, yeah. And she, like, says that she's pregnant, but he totally brushes that off.
I know. I'm like,
this is pretty big.
Whoa, teen pregnancy. Holy shit. And he's like, I think he says, like, oh, congratulations. Which is a really funny thing to say. He sucks in this, by the way. He's like kind of a sex pest, it feels like, of a 16-year-old.
They're all pretty shitty.
They are, yeah. But Kaneda's biker gang fights the clown biker gang. Tetsuo almost beats one of the clowns to death and then snaps at Kaneda, who's like supposed to be the leader, because Kaneda's trying to get him to like pull back a little bit. And so they fight. The next day at school, Tetsuo is taken out of class by some Secret Service guys, and they try to get Kaneda too, but he like barely escapes. And then Tetsuo is tested on, and the colonel finds out from the other weird psychic kids that Akira will wake up soon, which freaks out the colonel. So first mention of Akira, like 100 pages in, and I was like, oh yeah, that's what we're reading.
Maybe even like 150, honestly.
It could be, yeah, it could be even more.
Yeah, I thought like Akira was like the dude on the bike.
I thought that was the dude on the bike. And I'm like, yeah, the Akira slide.
Yeah.
But maybe that's just another character that'll do a slide later. I don't know. Who knows? It's probably not even in this book, if it is. But when the Secret Service people are at a school and Kaneda tries to run away, he just jumps through the glass of the second story of the school that he's in. And I'm like, just run down the stairs.
That's not cool.
He's like, oh my God, they're trying to get me. And he just immediately runs for the glass, like to bash through the window, which I thought was really funny.
I too look at every window in case I need to jump through it. Because what if it has like a bunch of window panes on it? And like, no, willpower wise, no.
I don't even know if I like was fully willed in, like if my mind was set on doing that, if I could successfully do it.
You know, even if like I saw a dog like about to jump into a pool and like the only way is to like go through a glass door, I don't think I would be able to. Like,
I don't think it's that urgent if a dog goes into a pool, so I don't know if I would be
or like if it was like Lucas or something. Okay, you know, yeah. It's like
then
like that, because like what if I shatter it and it's just yeah, that, or it's just like all stuck in me and I can't even go get them.
I think, you know? I would try to do the move where you like kind of shield your face, but I think I would have,
see, I don't know that one.
Well, like,
I think you gotta hit it at like 2 points. Like that helps a lot.
Like with your fist?
No, like knee and like head or knee and elbow. Like that really gets it to shatter.
My inclination would just be to run into it kind of like and jump sideways and then like shield my face. But I think I would hit it with
then
so
you
much
fall
surface
on your side.
I think then, I would, that would suck too, but I think I would just create so much surface area as I hit the window.
That should do that the trick, right?
That it wouldn't do anything, I don't think. I think you need focus a point. Like dive head first or something is probably a better chance.
Dang, we need to buy some glass.
Dude, I know.
Or need a Mythbusters or something.
Like, do you think you could run through like those sliding glass doors that lead like at like
that,
a mom's
that
house?
Was my example. Like, yeah. I don't think, because I don't like, I saw Winston like in that house fucking sprint straight for that door and hit it louder than I've ever heard anybody run into that door and
not
nothing.
Scratch, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was like, oh my God, my dog's dead because he hit it so fucking hard.
It probably changed the course of his life a little bit.
He's never the same after that.
Yeah.
But like, I've seen videos of dogs doing that, like bigger dogs. So it's not impossible.
Daniel, there was a mistake in this book.
No, it's all perfect, actually.
Tokyo 2031, official site of the Olympic Games.
Oh,
the Olympics are on even years, Daniel.
I think
maybe the big bomb.
I think a fucking war can delay it by a year.
Maybe they just, why don't they just keep it on the same? They skip one, you know?
I don't know.
I don't know if it's confirmed where the 2032 Olympics is going to be, but I guess it could be Tokyo.
I'm sure.
In Tokyo in our lifetime?
I think the 2021 is in Tokyo.
No, I don't think so.
I just watched a video of this like Olympic skater.
Was it like Brazil?
No, it was like in France 2 years ago.
The last one was in Paris.
Paris, France, yeah.
Yeah.
2020 Olympics. When was that?
2020 Summer Olympics took place in Tokyo.
Interesting. Okay. Should have bet you. But as soon as you like challenged me, like maybe I don't know.
But I was saying like the last one.
The last one was not in Tokyo, no.
Yeah. I thought Tokyo would have been like when we were in middle school.
There's a Beijing one in China.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. Okay. I remember the opening ceremony of that. Because like, that was the only one I ever watched. A lot of drums, a lot of dancing.
That like freaked people out, I think.
Drums?
The drums. Because they were like so in sync. And people are like, what are they doing to these people that they're so in sync? I remember seeing something on it. And I was like, oh, it's weird that freaked people out. I thought that was cool.
Like they were like too good.
They were like so fucking in sync that it's like they're probably like whipping these people or something.
I mean, I don't know. Drum lines and fucking bands. Like band camp people.
Yeah. I think I could do it.
Play drums?
No, play that one drum.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good. On time.
Definitely.
No rushing or dragging for me. So Kaneda is taken to like a resistance hideout to get the drug. And they're trying to like get the drug from Kaneda, but he claims he doesn't have it anymore. So he's like lying to him. And the military crashes the hideout. So they escape in the sewers and they're running around. Tetsuo now has psychic powers. I don't know how he gets them. Are they just activated in him like he's an X-Men?
I think so.
Okay. Because it seems like the other kids that have psychic powers were like weird experiments.
Maybe. Or maybe it's just kind of like a gene kind of thing.
It must be.
That might have been triggered from the crash.
Yeah. So he uses his powers to escape the lab. And then when Tetsuo runs into a clown gang member, sort of just walking down the street, he kills one with his powers. And then he assumes control of the clown gang and is looking for the drug to stop his headache. The drug that Kaneda has.
So there's like a alarm or something that goes off in the rebel hideout.
Is it just saying bro? Is that the one? There was
what right here?
Oh,
I think the one you're talking about is at like the military like facility.
Yeah,
I did see that and that was funny. But
Zwoo is what you're
Zwoo. Yeah. Anyway, he like bust down the door because he was like trapped in this like little room or whatever. Mm-hmm. I just thought that was really funny.
I could probably break down a door. I think I could do a door.
Like one of those?
I could kick the fuck out of that door.
Yeah, that door is a piece of shit.
But even like a newer door.
Like an exterior door?
Maybe not that. Like a deadbolted door?
Yeah.
Like an outside door?
Yeah. Because you have to like kick it by like the handle so that breaks essentially.
Mm-hmm. I could probably still do that.
I don't know if I could kick anything off its hinges or whatever, but
I think it would hurt. I think it would like tingle my heel. You know how
it would hurt so fucking bad.
It would hurt really bad. Like, you know how when you jump from like the third stair or something, you land weird and it just like you sends tingles up your feet.
Yeah. Your nerves are all like, fuck.
Yeah. They're like, what are you doing? I'd probably get that a couple times. But yeah, it is funny. He like goes full force into it and slams into the wall.
Like first try.
Yeah. Good for him. There's this scene where Tetsuo's like trying to assume control of the clown gang and they're just in a bowling alley, I guess. And I think that's a funny gang hideout spot, but I really like visually what.
Oh yeah. Cause then he goes and like kind of,
he scares them by like throwing bowling balls around telekinetically or whatever it is.
Like they're walking across the lanes here.
Yeah.
I'm like, how are they not slipping?
Dude, imagine if he slips.
I don't think he has shoes on.
The aura loss. Would be tragic. But yeah, he like scares people by like lifting up the powerball or the bowling balls and like throwing them around. I'm like, that would be fucking dangerous.
Dude, yeah. Those get a little momentum, that'd be so scary.
Yeah.
And they like fucking smash into the ground.
Yeah.
Dude, an abandoned bowling alley would be so much fun. It'd be annoying to like set up pins, but like if that was just like your...
That would be a sweet hangout. A lot of space.
Shit to do.
Mm-hmm.
Great place to drink, you know? It's like a warehouse or something. That's boring.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. They needed something fun because they're like the clown gang.
Yeah.
So Akira is revealed to be like a big cryo chamber thing, or there's a big cryo chamber with Akira, the name Akira on it.
But is it a cryo chamber?
Yeah, because they super freeze it to like zero Kelvin almost.
Okay. You need to freeze the cryo chamber? Or do you think
the cryo chamber is used to freeze whatever's inside of it?
Okay, so it's just cold down there.
It's just cold down there.
Yeah, dude.
And it just says Akira on it, but we don't see what's inside. Or we don't know.
There's a little science lesson. They tell you what Kelvin is.
I know. I did enjoy that. I was like, I didn't know that.
I was like, I think I learned that in science, but I forgot.
I knew that Kelvin was a temperature, but I didn't know zero was like absolute zero, which is like pretty much impossible to achieve. Nearly.
This sounds like something that Sub-Zero can do.
I think he can. And then there's a Dewar flask, which is double walls with insulated surfaces and a vacuum between, used for the containment of extreme cold. Insulation is just like OP, I feel like. That's good for us. Anyway.
I like insulation.
The military chases after the resistance in the sewers. Kaneda and Kay get back to Kaneda's bike, and then they go and hide out in like a bar. I think it's like Kaneda's motorcycle gang bar.
Yeah.
And Kaneda finds out that Tetsuo is running the clown gang. So Kaneda teams up with the other gangs in Neo Tokyo to like plan to take down the clown gang and Tetsuo. But Tetsuo and the clown gang start a just big attack. So the other biker gangs start to like retaliate.
Who's like the brother with like the mustache?
The one that runs the bar?
No, the one who's a part of the resistance.
I only know Yamagata. I don't think he has a mustache, though.
It's like Kai's brother, I think.
Oh, Ryu.
Ryu? Yeah, okay. Ryu. So he's like doing something, and they're just in their hideout, and there's like another guy who's like trying to help him with something, and they're in the same room when the military like bust into their like hideout.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like five guys in this room that tell him to put like his hands up.
Uh-huh.
But then he just gets like mowed down.
Oh,
I
know.
He pulls a gun, but like, who do you shoot first?
There's some pretty brutal, some pretty brutal deaths in here, which I think is cool.
I think this kind of action, it's a little different in Japan because like, no one has like guns in Japan.
I know, it's so violent.
You know, yeah. So this is like that's crazy.
I imagine like what 30 years ago.
Yeah, it's definitely like
40 almost.
Bizarre.
Yeah, very taboo. There's a phrase that Kaneda says, and it's "Don't catch your nuts in a vice," which is used as like a term to be like "Hold your horses" kind of deal, or like "Calm down."
He's got a point.
And I'm like, what a crazy thing to say. Who would even think of that?
Yeah.
There's, I think one of my favorite panels in here is when Tetsuo is like getting the clown gang to like, I don't know, go, or what do you call that?
Roll out.
Yes. Thank you. And he's riding on a bike, but since he has like telekinesis powers, he just sat back and his arms are crossed and he's like fully controlling a bike.
No handlebars.
And
dude,
I'm like, that is fucking cold. This page.
Yeah, it is a cool one.
Yeah.
Were you ever able to ride a bike without handlebars? Like
kids were? Not well. Not like turning and stuff, but I could do it straight for a little bit, I think.
I never understood that, but it's still like the coolest thing to me.
I think it's just speed.
Like imagine
what helps stabilize.
Yeah, but people like also turn somehow.
Yeah, turning I wouldn't be able to do.
But like imagine just like riding a bike and you can like eat something, you know?
That would be nice.
I saw like a music video and the singer was like riding a bike and eating a pizza at the same time.
Cool.
Like box in hand, slice in the other.
One of the most impressive things I've seen is someone sit on their handlebars and they have their feet on like the pedals and they're playing a guitar and they're riding around that way. but so they're backward, but they're pedaling backwards. They're like, they are like going backwards from their perspective, and they're playing guitar. I'm like, holy shit. People are just good at shit, man.
How many guitars do you have to go through to get that right? You know,
I know he's probably thrown so many guitars
or just fell that. On them and shit.
Yeah. Have you seen those videos of the people that are in like parking lots and shit, and they're doing like wheelies on just like bicycles, and they're like, they try to get like as close to people as possible before they like turn out of the way.
No. You see
those? I'm like, I think I'm old now, because I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing, you hooligans? You cretins. Like, if that happened to me, I'd be so fucking, I'd be like, where's your parents? I would like shake my cane at them if I had one, dude.
I call the cops.
Yeah, dude. But they're crazy videos. I saw like a bunch of them. I just had a night where I was like, this is just a thing that happens in LA or something.
So they were just doing that to like strangers?
Just pretty much just like fuck with people.
That's fucked up.
Like, they would never hit them, but they would get really fucking close. And I imagine there's cases where they do hit them.
Yeah.
But they look cool doing it, so I don't know.
So Tetsuo, he's like, you know, Kaneda, he's like on the run, and there's people in these like flying snowmobile things.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them, like, I don't know, blasts a hole in like a gate. And he says, muchas gracias.
I
did not expect Spanish in this at all.
That made me laugh. I was like, this gets funny.
Is it? I'm wondering if it's muchas gracias, like, in the Japan version, you know, in Japanese somehow, if they just write out muchas gracias.
Oh yeah.
Or like,
oh yeah,
like if it's something else,
they probably just phonetically spell it out. Yeah, in the Japanese version,
or whatever, like the Mexico of Japan is, you know,
the Mexico of Japan.
What do you think that is, without it sounding racist?
What do I think? What do you? I don't know what you're trying to say.
Like the, like a country that's like south of Japan, or like close to Japan, that
so not a part of Japan itself. What would be Mexico? No. Japan.
Okay. Yeah, so a close by country that has like
probably just like South Korea, I guess.
Yeah, maybe. So
do you know Korean. There's a bridge that connects Japan to fucking, I think it's South Korea.
Those aren't close enough for that.
Maybe it's not South Korea, but there's
I could be wrong, but
I saw a map of Asian Highway 1 that starts in Turkey and ends in Japan. And it's a real thing that exists.
That sounds like it's 10,000 miles long.
It's like the second biggest highway on Earth.
What's the first?
I don't know, but I saw a list of the 5 longest highways on Earth. And I was like,
is the I-10 one of them?
No. It's a pretty big one, though. But it doesn't even fucking pay. Do you know where Turkey is in relation to Japan? It's fucking far away.
No. Why would I know that?
Well, you don't know where Turkey is?
No. If I had a map and a gun to my head, I would get it wrong. Okay, South Korea is actually right next to Japan, so you could totally be right.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Oh, Sapporo's a place.
Yes.
Is that where they make it?
You just know the beer, don't you?
That's why I asked. Is that where they make it?
Sapporo's a place.
Dude, Turkey's so far away.
I know. Look how fucking far that is.
It's where I thought it was. Really fucking far away.
Yeah, dude, it's like above Egypt.
That's like half the Earth.
I know, and you could take that shit.
Whose fucking idea was that?
I don't know, but it's awesome. There's one bigger than that too, which is crazy.
Can you imagine the collaborations between countries in taxpayer dollars?
I know, it's incredible,
dude. Road trip idea.
I was, dude.
We go straight through Iran.
Oh my god, end in Japan. That'd be sick. But you go through some cool countries.
We can get some. I've
probably been on it because there's one in Thailand and Vietnam. And I didn't even really know like how cool it fucking was. But I think we can go through Pakistan.
Do you know how long the Great Wall of China is?
No.
You want to...
Is it in kilometers?
It's converted to miles. Like,
oh, in miles?
I think.
Dude, I don't...
Just take a guess.
But
like a realistic guess.
I don't really have a calibration, so I'll say 5,000 miles.
5,000? You realize like... America is like 3,000 miles across.
Yeah, but across, not the circumference.
Is the Great Wall of China going in a circle?
No. But like, it's not cutting straight through China. It's like kind of going around its border, right? That's the point of it. So
I'm not sure. But
how long is it? I don't know.
Try 13,000 miles.
Holy shit.
Yes.
And they did that? What?
Isn't that nuts?
Why don't people think the aliens did that?
Yeah, that seems like even crazier.
If I did that shit in Minecraft, it would be hard.
Yeah.
Because that's like three cobblestone deep.
If you had AI to do it, it'd be hard. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, that very bizarre. Right, let me see if
we're starting to appreciate structures, aren't we?
Yeah, dude.
We're definitely pushing 30. Yeah, I just thought it was crazy that there was a
it doesn't show on like Google Maps.
What? The Great Wall?
Yeah, just like where it goes.
Yeah. Anyway, I just thought that was crazy. I learned that this week.
Yeah, dude, it's just kind of like...
Like, how long is it over the ocean? It goes from, like,
North Korea to, like, the middle of China.
Yeah, it's crazy that it goes through North Korea, too.
Ooh, there's a fork in the road, too. Oh, it does go... is that the border of it?
What?
The wall?
The Great Wall?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I was talking about Asian Highway 1.
Oh. Anyway. It's like... Four Americas, essentially. Long.
That is crazy. We should build a wall.
Yeah, dude. If we start now...
Has anybody thought of this?
If we start now, we'll die and it won't even be close.
Hell yeah. So, we are here. Okay. So, they managed to take down the clown gang, but Tetsuo is being chased by Kaneda's gang member Yamagata, and they go into a warehouse where they like trap Tetsuo there, and Tetsuo fights the gang off. Kaneda catches up to them and Tetsuo throws Yamagata at Kaneda, which like kills him. And how does that work?
He throws what?
He throws Yamagata at Kaneda.
I don't think he throws him. I think he just like breaks his neck or something, or like bursts his head.
Okay,
because his head is thrown back.
His head is thrown back, but it looks like he's thrown at Kaneda, and his head explodes when he hits him. In the panel,
he does kind of look like that, but I don't think that's what happened.
Yeah, I don't think that is what happened, but it's just how it read. But anyway, so Kaneda shoots Tetsuo. Then the military colonel guy shows up, and Tetsuo swallows the pill that everyone is after because Kaneda accidentally dropped it. And Tetsuo almost dies, but then he starts using his powers and he's like souped up. He's Super Saiyan 2 now, pretty much. And Kaneda uses the confusion to escape. And then the colonel dude recruits Tetsuo with the promise of more drugs, and he calls him number 41. So he recruits him to whatever his weird cause is.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of psychic powers here at the end, which is cool. And like the last, like, all of this reads really fast.
Yeah.
It's like, what, 350 pages or something?
363?
Yeah. Maybe. And like, I would just burn through like 100 pages and be like, oh, 30 shit.
Minutes maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Or,
yeah.
I think that's why I liked it so much, like the first time around. Because yeah. I'm like, oh, this is like, I'm like fucking flipping.
And then, yeah. And then at the end, there's so many.
I'll enjoy shit if I'm going through it faster, you know?
Yeah.
Because if it's like dense, I'm like, fuck this. You know?
Yeah. Comics can definitely, and manga can definitely feel like a slog if you're not interested in what's going on.
There's not a lot of mangas like that, honestly.
No, I don't think so. But I think what they've always been really good at is just like the silent moments that create tension. Like when Kaneda shows up and he like kind of, I guess he does kind of Akira slide a little bit, but you don't see it from the angle of the slide.
Yeah, I don't think that's like the one.
Yeah, but it's like all the like speed lines of him sliding in and he's like, oh my God, he's here. And just they're really good at letting moments breathe like that.
Yeah.
And just the whole chase sequence.
You like get a second to like understand like what the moment means, mm-hmm. you know?
And just the seeing the psychic powers and stuff like that and all the destruction that it caused. He's really good at drawing like destruction.
Mm-hmm.
Which is cool.
There is like a motorcycle gang war where they're all ganging up on the clowns.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like fucking brutal.
They do not stand a fucking chance.
The clowns get like decapitated and yeah. they're like pushing them into other cars.
How
and
many
shit?
Other biker gangs are there? Because they all team up. It seems like there's like two or three.
I've seen like five or six, honestly. Was there? I don't know. Like I couldn't really differentiate them. But
do they
like,
all have like themes like the clowns?
It didn't seem like it. Maybe they're color coordinated at least.
I would hope so.
If I'll finish the books and then I'll watch the movie and I'll let you know because the movie's probably in color. Mm. So.
I just wrote down.
Dude, Akira's in that cinema game that you sent me.
Cinema game. Oh, the Senator Nurdle?
With the squares.
Today?
No, it was like an old one. I've been like kind of going back.
I've burned through like 50 of those. So
it's kind of like doom scrolling in a way.
It's at least you're challenging your brain.
I'll like do it. I'm like, oh, another. Like, yeah, I'm at work, but
yeah,
I need
to. Nurdle's awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of addicting. Some fucking blow, but
yeah.
When you know, like, at least of the movies,
when
you know?
Can tell it's like, oh, this is Home Alone. And then you just like lock that in.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fun. I wrote down, nothing gets past this guy. And I referenced this panel where a military guy is looking at a clearly dead guy and he says, this guy's dead. Like his head's fucking splattered on the ground.
Yeah.
And I thought that was funny. And then my last note, because that was technically the end of the volume of volume one, was no Akira slide. What's even the point? So I wonder when it actually comes up.
I bet it's like volume four.
It must be.
Because like, I could see how, you know, this could be shaved down to make like a single movie, you know?
Yeah.
And so it seems like there's not like fluff, because I like appreciate it all, you know, but I think there are some
things. Good world building for sure in it.
Yeah.
What I imagine is that he gets more drugs, Tetsuo, and he becomes more powerful, and the military is going to try and take down all the biker gangs, and so he has to Akira slide to escape some destruction.
You know that TikTok sound where it's like,
ding.
Ah, leave me alone.
I didn't know that was fucking.
That's Akira. Yeah.
Yeah, I figured that out.
Ah,
I was like, that's Tetsuo.
Ding. So that isn't in this train, no. Is it?
Okay. Well, he like is struggling from the headaches, so maybe in the movie that's when it was. But yeah.
So it's going to Back Matter Matters.
Back Matter Matters.
Is there any for you?
Yeah, there's like,
I didn't get
almost any. Like preview pages for the next volume.
Oh damn!
Because
that looks awesome.
This is when like Kodansha had the rights. I think they still have the rights, but this is like their first printing of it in the paperbacks. Dude, they just came out with hardcovers for this, and it looks so sick. Like the the covers and shit, like the colors and what.
Are all those copies?
Yeah. Which I think I prefer, just because it's a little easier to read.
Yeah.
Then we got the creator bio. He's got a self-portrait.
Good for him. He wrote and drew it, right?
Yeah. It's not a... And there's something written by Mike Richardson, president of Dark Horse Comics, talking about Akira.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
This is Dark like the Horse Dark Horse reprint. Or American translated reprint.
Maybe. I can't remember. I think Dark Horse had it and reprinted it, and then Kodansha like currently has it. Or I'm wrong. But yeah, that's it. And then you get like an ad for Ghost in the Shell.
Cool.
Yeah.
I tried watching that once.
The anime or the movie?
The anime.
Yeah, I think the anime isn't a super honorable adaptation of like the series, because I think the Amazon is coming out with like a new one, like a redone anime.
Cool.
Coming out in July.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a little late news for you.
I did not know that.
What do you rate this, Nathan?
I give this a Japan vending machine beer.
Nice.
Because it makes me want to drink and drive. No, I don't know. Yeah, that's probably what I get that. Like, I just know it's a very popular story and it's cool getting to read it. I definitely thought I was going to like it more because of how claimed it is.
Yeah, I think if it was like more like how manga and anime is, where it's pretty one for one, you know, it maybe just this was the whole movie, you know, that would be more satisfying.
I thought this was like the only volume of it, too.
So like, no. But
for a while,
it's cool. I'd probably give it like a large Asahi. I think that's how you pronounce it. It's a beer.
Oh yeah,
but like one of the like big ones.
The big ones, and it's like holy shit, this is like two beers.
It's like two beers, and they give you like a cold glass,
and it's like serve yourself, bitch.
Yeah, dude. I love having a beer and sushi, and then getting super full.
I love beer and sushi.
One of the best.
I'm gonna have it every day.
Yeah. What do you think League of Common Geeks rates this volume? That's
an easy... People are probably really into it. That's an easy 4.6.
Nailed it, Nathan.
Did I?
Yep.
Let's go. I was going to say 4.7.
Yeah. So let's get into the poll list, Colin.
Shove it in your box.
The poll list, the poll list. What did you shove in your box?
What'd you get today?
Absolute Wonder Woman 18. Absolute Martian Manhunter 10. Green Lantern 33, which is his legacy 600th issue.
Green Lantern what?
I think it's Green Lantern 33.
Hmm.
But it's like Green Lantern's 600th issue or something like that. So they brought back Daryl Banks and Ron Mars, who are the creative team that did Emerald Twilight, where he goes crazy and he gets all the rings. So they do a story, and they created Kyle Rayner. So they do a story in there, and then they get the team on, obviously, that is doing Green Lantern right now, and a couple other creative teams, but I don't know who. So
nice.
That'll be fun. And then Superman, Spider-Man, nice. Number one.
They had copies available still?
Yeah, tons.
That's cool.
So I was a little bit worried about that, because I figured this one was going to sell more. But we'll see.
Maybe.
What'd you get?
Absolute Martian Manhunter 10, and Supes and Spidey. And then I got a trade that I ordered.
Yeah.
This is Providence by Alan Moore and Jason Burroughs.
Oh. What is that?
It's like...
Is that new?
No, it's old. It's like a... I think it's like a detective thing, but it has like H.P. Lovecraft kind of influences.
Why'd you get it?
Because I saw a recommendation for it, and so I got it.
Cool.
It's like out of print, and it's like $100 on eBay, but I checked like Ash's store and they had it for cover price. So I was like, fuck yeah, buy it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it's a pretty goated store.
It is.
There's a lot of stuff I'll see. I'm like, there's nowhere to buy this, you know, for a fair price.
Yeah. He knows ball.
So yeah, you know, can't go wrong.
It's cool.
But we'll do the rest of our pull list in our next episode, since we're double recording today.
Okay. I will say, I did watch the Akira movie.
You did? Oh my God.
Because I was so confused at the end of this.
Uh-huh.
I was like, why do people like this?
Like, so I think you just thought good. That you just thought that was the end of the movie?
Or no,
the end of the
book? No, I figured there was more volumes because the story didn't end.
Okay.
But I was like, you know, I just have to know. Because like, Akira has always been like, I feel like when people talk about it, they're like, oh my God, it's insane. And I'm like, I don't know if I get that vibe from just this first volume, at least. And so maybe like the rest of the story is what pulls it together.
Where'd you watch it?
I watched it. It's on Crunchyroll.
Oh, okay. What'd you think?
And so, yeah, I started watching it, and 2 minutes in, I'm like, this fucking rules.
Oh, okay.
Like, just, did you know it's directed by the guy that wrote this?
No.
He fucking directed it.
So he like shortened it up?
It has insane sauce, Daniel.
And I'm sure
just,
it does.
Just animation style. Yeah. I think the coloring is what really tickles my fancy a lot. Like the colors of the movie and just the animation style. Like, it's clearly, I think it just works way better as a movie.
Uh-huh.
Because people driving and like you see like the long exposure headlights like creating a path for like the or like a trail for where they're going, and the action's really cool, and you see the Akira slide like 5 minutes in, and it's like a half a second. So it would have been in here if he I don't think the Akira slide's in any of the volumes technically. And it's not even Akira slide.
You should have like fucking just let me have that and then be upset at the end, you know?
Yeah, true.
That all my momentum's gone.
Well, you would have watched the movie and been like, oh, it would have been in here.
Well, I'm not going to watch it before I read it, you know?
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
So
it's fucking awesome, though.
So I'm overall, still
lost on the story.
Really? After finishing it?
Parts of it. Okay. I understand like what they were building to, and like it was a crazy, it's just so, so crazy.
Yeah.
But the biggest draw is like it's probably for an 80s movie, too, one of the craziest like hand drawn animation movies ever.
Hmm.
So it's really fucking cool.
Yeah.
And I liked it a lot. Cool. For that reason.
So would you rate it?
4.
4. Nice.
And there's one thing I was going to say, but you haven't seen it and it seems like you plan on, so I won't say it.
Okay, thanks. Maybe hold on to that.
Yeah. Hold on to that. When you see it, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
But yeah, pretty fucking awesome. I see why people like it so much.
Yeah. Do you think...
I think if I watched it on mute, I'd get the same experience.
Oh, wow.
Because I think like the visual style of it, the visual language of it is so like unreplicated.
Neither is a cinephile, you know.
I guess so.
What, do you not like the voice acting? Or
I watched the English one, which on reflection, I probably shouldn't have watched it dubbed.
I probably would watch it dubbed just because
they just sound like adults.
Oh, do they?
Like sound like adults that smoke. So maybe watch it. And I think some of the...
Yeah, because in like other anime, like adults sound like children. So
right. And I just think some of the delivery of some of the lines was like choppy at some points, editing wise.
Yeah.
So I think it's probably just better if you don't understand Japanese and you could read the captions and you could project your own pacing onto it of how they're saying it. It probably works better.
Sure.
But other than that, really fucking good. And they cut a lot, obviously, out of...
At what point in the movie do you think they got past this point?
Further than you'd think.
Really?
Like an hour in. Maybe even longer.
Whoa.
Yeah. So they really condensed the back half of that.
Okay. Maybe a lot of setup on this.
I think setup is the more crucial parts, but a lot of this is like pretty beat for beat with some characters added in to the movie, actually.
Hmm.
But literally like maybe even like an hour and 20 minutes is like where the first volume ends.
Is it 2 hours?
It's 2 hours.
Whoa. Okay.
And the third act, it doesn't let off the gas.
Nice.
So it was cool.
Cool.
But anyway, I just wanted to say that in this episode since...
Yeah, makes sense.
And they do say Akira, Takeda.
Oh, that's how Tetsuo. You knew.
I did also watch a YouTube video on something that I didn't understand.
Uh-huh.
And I can't remember where that was now, but that was before I watched the movie.
Is it Kaneda?
Kaneda.
Okay.
Tetsuo Kaneda.
Ryu. I like Kaneda.
Kaneda. That's how I was reading it. I was reading Kaneda.
Yeah. Do you think Taika Waititi could adapt it in live action?
No. No, absolutely not. And I think he's a good director.
Yeah.
If he like really puts his everything into it, it'll be like 3.5 stars at best, probably, if he does it.
Hmm. Well,
we'll see. Could be really good.
If it gets off the ground.
I'd love to be wrong. It probably won't get off the ground.
What are we going to read next week, Nathan?
What are we going to read next week?
We're going to read Blame.
Berserk. Did you finish Blame?
Yeah, isn't that what we're reading now?
No, you didn't.
Oh, I thought we were doing that.
So you haven't finished Berserk?
I haven't even started it.
I haven't started Blame.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, triple episode next week.
Triple episode next week.
So you read two deluxe,
yeah,
mangas.
I thought we were
back
doing
to back
Akira, and then what I suggested, and then Berserk, and then the thing. So when you gave me the book, I was like, I could have just picked it up next week, but I'll get started early, and then I didn't. But
okay, well,
I could tell you what happens if you want, but
nah, we'll figure it out.
Have you started it?
No,
it's really fast, so.
Okay.
I think that episode will be relatively fast.
So is anyway. Berserk. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I guess we'll just...
Okay. Berserk next week.
Want to just do... No, let's just do the rest of the pull list since we got it.
Okay, sure.
Did you read it? What? You read other shit?
I read tons of stuff, Daniel. I read Comics the Magazine. I did technically read it last week, but I forgot to mention it.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. I had a grand old time reading it.
You went through
it.
All of it or just the...
The stuff I was interested in, which was mainly the Chew stuff. There was a... Scotty Young interview. There's a Chip Zdarsky gag letters column where it was only Chip Zdarsky emailing in. And I thought that was funny.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, a couple good things in there. A couple good interviews. I think it's really cool, actually.
Nice.
And there's the design of it as a magazine is really appealing. So I think they did a good job. And then I read Batwoman number one.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go?
With Greg Rucka and Danny.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cool. It continues very clearly Greg Rucka's stuff that he was doing. So I'm glad that we read Batwoman Elegy. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Because that helped for sure. But they didn't really cook up anything super fierce in this first issue, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see where it goes. But I really like Danny's stuff so far. So
yeah.
I read Battle Beast 7 that came out last week.
Cool.
And this issue is pretty much what you expect, I think. They're fucking around a little bit on some stuff, a little bit more, it feels like, which is fun.
Okay.
And then Lobo number 1.
How's that?
I liked it way more than I thought.
Oh.
Because did you pick it up?
No.
Okay, so the idea of it is, well, one, Jorge Corona is like balls to the wall, crazy punk feeling. Mm-hmm. And I didn't expect him to be as good at that as he is. He's really good at drawing aliens. So I like that. But basically the idea is that there's a big mega media corporation that's been monopolizing the entire universe, and they want Lobo to be an anti-hero in this like pseudo reality show. And it's like very clearly a satire on big media conglomerates.
Mm-hmm.
And they just want Lobo to be Lobo, but they just want to film him doing it. And I think it's kind of a fun idea. So I liked it more than I thought.
Interesting. Okay.
And he's being crass and referential. It feels like a little bit Deadpool at points, but I think he's just Scotty Young is just doing Scotty Young stuff.
Nice.
In his writing. So I liked it. And then I read the stuff that you gave me. So Everything Dead and Dying 4 and 5, which I believe is the end of that.
Yep.
So good.
Yeah. It really well, actually. Oh, my God.
I didn't think it was going to end well.
No, I was like, how do you wrap this up?
I was like, this is such a fun series, but it was ended so incredibly sad and satisfying at the same time. So I'm really impressed with just those 5 issues in general. Like one of the, definitely the best like miniseries I think that came out last year, maybe.
Yeah, Tate Brumball, he got a lot of heart, you know?
He does. And there's just like lines in this that are like mega bars from like what the characters are saying. I can't think of like word for word what the examples are, but he's just saying shit like, God is dead and he's coming after you type shit.
Mm.
And it's cool. And Jacob Phillips is an awesome zombie artist.
He's so good, yeah.
Yeah. And then Archie, Army of Darkness 2, that remains to be fun. And then Spider-Man Noir 5. So that ends that book, I think. And that was also really fun. 5 issues.
Yeah, they pulled it off.
I don't think I would have gone past if that does do an issue 6, or if they did do it. They're not. Nah, they don't plan on doing it.
It's just a mini.
I would have stopped there because it was a fun arc, but yeah, fun book.
Definitely.
What'd you read?
I read Peril of the Brutal Dark, number 1. The Chris Condon and Jacob Phillips thing.
Is it Vertigo?
Yeah. The mystery one. It was okay. It was cool. It looked good. Won't be going continuing with that because it just... I don't know. The plot just like not really... didn't really grab me necessarily. And then I read Punisher number 1, like the most recent one that came out, and it's like continuing from the Red Band Punisher.
Weird.
I'm pretty sure. And so it kind of explains what happens in a way, and then
in the Red Band,
yeah, but also it doesn't seem like the Red Band one really ended, and so it's just kind of like a random reboot.
Got it.
But anyway, I got it. I'm not getting by 2, but then I read Starlight.
Whoa.
This is by Mark Miller and Goran Parlov.
Oh, cool.
He does like a bunch of like Punisher stuff.
Yeah, I've seen him do Punisher.
Yeah, he does like really sick like art and like designs and that. And doing like aliens is like really sick. There's not a lot of aliens, but when he does, I'm like, oh, these are cool.
Yeah.
It's like...
is this Evil Superman book?
No, it's basically like Adam Strange if he was old and widowed.
Okay.
And someone came from that planet because they need him again.
He's so good at sci-fi.
Yeah, no, I like his stuff a lot.
Why is his ass on Punisher all the time?
Yeah, why is he always doing war stuff?
Yeah. He could draw hot babes on an alien...
hell yeah, brother. ...thing. Yeah, I feel like that's like the biggest stretch I've seen this with like his stuff.
Wow, I didn't know this was Goran.
Yeah, neither did I, like, until I started reading it.
Is this an Alex Ross cover?
No, that is John Cassidy.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, it's really a kick-ass cover.
Man, that's cool.
It was fun. I don't know if it's, like, the strongest thing in Mark Miller's bibliography or whatever, but...
his bibliography.
I bought it, I read it now.
Nice.
Did you watch anything else?
Just Invincible.
Oh, I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, big fan.
Big fan.
Because what, is it three episodes came out?
Three episodes.
All 40 minutes? Who's got the time? You know, I don't.
I know. Yeah. Did I watch anything else? No, I don't think so.
Is this thing on? The
Will Arnett movie?
Will Arnett.
Is that good? I've been wanting to watch it.
I liked it, but I wouldn't like tell you to watch it.
Okay.
You know, I think the trailer is really good. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
I like the idea of it.
The idea of it is good. It's not very like realistic, you know, because it's just like, it takes a little bit more time to kind of like build up a set, you know, when it comes to like stand up. And it's like he does this at like one of like the most famous stand up clubs in New York.
Really?
You know? So it's like, it's not like realistic that he just
Would go get up
on an open mic or whatever, you know? And I don't know, a lot of the like the emotional part of the plot just felt kind of artificial and kind of weird and or like kind of forced. And I just thought it didn't really like click for me, but overall I liked it, but I wouldn't like recommend it, I guess.
Okay.
But yeah, Bradley Cooper directed that one.
Yeah.
But yeah.
What possessed you to watch that?
It was on Hulu.
Oh, okay.
And it was like number one on Hulu. And I just like Sarah. And then Sarah said she wasn't going to, she said I could pick essentially because she wasn't going to stay up. So I just threw that on. I don't like doom scrolling on, you know.
Dude, apps. I do it all the time.
It takes longer than the movie sometimes.
Feels like. Yeah.
And so I just like, I'm like, okay, I've wanted to watch that. So. Yeah.
I see so many movies that I'm like, oh, I do want to watch that, but not right now. And I do that all the time.
Yeah, it's impossible to like be in the perfect mood for a perfect movie kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I get Berserk next week
because Daniel fucked it up.
What do you mean?
I didn't know that was Berserk.
At the end of last episode, we said Akira and Berserk.
Yeah, I think in my mind you were like, find a manga that you want to do, and then I did, and I was like, okay.
At one point in the month, yeah.
Yeah. So I fucked that up, I guess.
I could have clarified, you know. No one was perfect in this situation.
Yeah, I don't think.
Link trees in our bio. Like, comment, subscribe. Email in. Who do you think fucked up?
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how much steam we lose by the third episode in a row that we record.
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Chambers pod at gmail.com. Email in and goodbye.
Goodbye. Sayonara.